This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Podcast Network Asia.
Ikaw ba ay may utang? Alam nyo, trying to get out of debt can be so frustrating and scary. It's easy to feel like na prisoner ka, talagang hindi ka na makalabas, and you are not making any progress. Listen. Mga friendship, in this episode, I'm going to share with you 8 strategies that will help you pay off your debt as fast as possible.
Hi, I'm Chingitan, and you're listening to Ching Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang World Coach. Welcome to another wonderful episode of our podcast. If you are a subscriber of this podcast channel, congratulations. If you're not, please do subscribe. Sa araw na ito, pag-uusapan po natin ang utang. Ang utang isa siguro sa pinaka-stressful na pwede mangyari sa isang tao. Napakahirap matulog, ika nga mag-isip, dumiskarte, magtrabaho, magnegosyo kung ikaw ay lubog sa utang. Parang feeling mo talaga never-ending na ito. At naghahabol ka parati ng pera at nakaka-stress lalo na pag ikaw ay sinisingil na at malapit na yung mga due date. Kaya mga friendship, if you are going through a process right now, I want to give you a treat right now, and I hope that you will finish this episode kasi i-share ko po sa inyo ang 8 strategies, okay, para mabayaran mo ng mabilis ang iyong utang. But I want you to do me a favor. I want you to really get a piece of paper and a ball pen, or if not naman, you can type it in your computer or your phone. Take note nyo to. Kasi if you can implement one of these strategies, and this can really help you change and get out of that financial rut forever. So number one, let's get started. Make a list of all of your debts. Kailangan po, harapin mo natin ang katotohanan. Sometimes it's so really hard to face the problem, especially kung malaki na po ang ating utang. Lahat ng loans po natin, personal loan, car loan, housing loan, lahat ng loan, kahit na loan mower, isulat nyo po. Pakisulat lang po talaga ha, lahat ng detalye, okay? Kung sino ang mga pinagkakautangan mo, anong financial institution mo, di ba? Sulat mo lahat. Step number 2, another strategy is this, gather information about each debt. Lahat ng utang, ano ba yung magkano, 'di ba, may tao ka na, may institution ka na. Tapos magkano ang utang mo? Ano yung interest rate? Sulat niyo rin po. Oo, kasi ibang tao may utang, binabayaran nila monthly. Pag tinanong ko sa kanila, magkano interest? Hindi ko alam eh. Ha? Huh? Oo. How much are you paying on the balance each month? Okay? So, alamin mo rin kung magkano ang napupunta sa pagbayad ng principal, when you say principal yung utang mo. At magkano rin napupunta sa interest? Kailangan malaman mo yun. Baka masyaka na lang yung binabayaran mo, let's say 2.5 a month, eh 1.250 sa balance, 1.250 sa interest. Ang laki nun. Lalo na kung nag-housing loan ka, baka masyaka. Majority of the percentage that you're paying, baka napunta na nga sa interest alone. And then also write down, how long will it take for you to pay off the loan? Ilang years? Diba? O ilang months? Is it 6 months? 12 months? 24 months, 5 years, di ba? And ano po yung final amount? What is the payoff amount? So, gather all the information. Pag hindi mo gagawin to, ito lang sabihin ko sa inyo. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka seryoso. Or, if not, takot kang harapin ang problema. Number 3. So, ngayon, alam na po natin ang ating sino pinagkakautangan, ano yung magkano, interest. right now, it's time for us to do something about it. Strategy na po natin, create a budget and stick to it. So when you say create a budget, every single month sa ating gastusin, kasama yan sa tubig, kuryente, upa, bayad utang, pay off debt. Okay, importante po yan. Nakasulat na po, kunyari ang amount na kailangan mo bayaran per month, 500, 1,000, 10,000, 20,000, dapat priority yan. Mas maganda na nagbabayad ka ng utang na pakaunti-konti kaysa wala kang binabayad, di ba? Siyempre, magagalit yung mga tao, at the same time, hindi nababawasan ang utang mo. Agree? And then ito yung fourth strategy po natin, a fourth strategy para makalabas talaga tayo sa utang na mas mabilis. Avoid new debt. Please, 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 please. Huwag na kayong mangutang para mangutang muli. Pag nangutang kayo parang mangutang ulit, alam mo, walang katapusan na yan. Palalim ka ng palalim. You're just like digging your own grave. So stop using credit cards for the meantime. Diba? Kung hindi mo kaya magbayad ng yung monthly bill in full sa credit card mo, stop using the credit card. Gumamit ka muna ng debit card or ng cash. Diba? Kasi alam nyo, kung nangungutang kayo para pambayad ulit ng utang, dumadami ang atraso po natin. At yan ang nangyayari sa'yo. Agree? Kaya ka nalubog ngayon eh. Kaya nga, importante ito. I don't want to elaborate on this. You need to make a decision pagdating dito. Pag hindi ka nag-decide that you are sick and tired of this situation, wala. Ang gagawin mo, shortcut. Utang, pambayad utang. And then next also, another strategy, number 5 na po tayo. Ito, super effective to pag ginawa mo. Find ways to cut on expenses or earn more money. Dalawa yan eh. Dagdag, bawas. Or bawas, dagdag. Bawasan natin ang gastos na hindi kailangan. Ang dami dyan. Eating out lang. O kung kumain ka sa labas, 500. Times mo ng 4 times in a month, 2,000 times 12 months, 24. Di ba? 24,000 yun. Baka kung gusto mo, 2 times a month na lang. Di ba? Kung 2 times, nakasave ka ng 12,000, pambayad mo ng utang. Does it make sense? Or number 2, earn more money. Di ba? Paano? Work extra hours. Or if not naman, ang pwede mong gawin, get a second job. Start a side hustle. Agree? Or if not naman, you can sell something. Yung mga gamit mo na hindi mo naman ginagamit para madagdagan ng income mo. And then pag nadagdagan ng income mo, ano gagawin mo? Party, travel, kain ulit, no? Bayad utang.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Strategy number 6 in order for you to pay off your debt. And I hope that you are enjoying this session. Sana na-enlighten kayo. Ito yung best strategy para makalabas talaga sa iyo sa utang. Pay off high interest debt first. Yung mga matataas na interest yan ng pamatay po. Yung mga 10%, 5%, 10%, 20% per month. Grabe. Yan ang dapat ma-eliminate nyo. And please, don't try to pay the minimum amount. Better pay off the maximum amount. At the same time, no, ito yung importante po talaga. Ang importante, pag natanggal po natin yung malalaking interest, parang malaking tinik ang nawala po sa atin. Imagine mo, lalo na yung mga sari-sari store, no, nakakaawa talaga minsan. Eh. Bakit? Yung income lang nila sa mga ano mga products na binibenta niya, 10%, di ba? Or 5%. Tapos ang utang sila, 20%, noo. Di ba? Sa mga loan sharks. Grabe po yun. Nakakaawa talaga, may-ari talaga ng kanyang tindahan eh yung mga nagpapautang na 20%. And strategy number 7. Ito naman po, hindi ko ina-advise, pero kung kailangan. Kailangan kita. Grabe naman. Ito lang nga, kasi may mga instances na sobrang taas ng interest, ang hirap talaga makabangon. Agree? So this is the time that I don't advise. This is not a rule of the thumb, but is an exception to the rule. Strategy number 7 is try to consolidate all of your debt when it is needed. Ano ibig sabihin po niyan? Kunyari, may utang ka sa 5 tao at yung may inutang ka 20%, 10%. Ang the best way is for you to find another person, another source that can, number 1, give you a lower interest, and number 2, isa na lang kakausapin mo. Nagigets mo? So, i-consolidate mo, ibig sabihin, i-group mo na siya, tapos maghanap ka ng lower interest kasi it doesn't make any sense. Magbabayad ka ng 20% compared to 3.5% or 5%. Mas maganda syempre, mas mababa. Diba? Pero I don't want you to make that an excuse to borrow again to pay for another loan. Itong gagawin mo, last option na ito at sabihin mo, ito na yung pinakahuli. Agree? And last but not the least, strategy number 8. Consider bankruptcy as a last resort. Oh, please. Para sa mga may negosyo na talagang sobrang lugi na talaga, lubog ka na talaga sa utang, hindi mo na mabayaran suppliers mo. Oh, ito yung pinaka last resort. Hindi ko naman sinasuggest to. Kasi may mga serious consequence yan. Number 1, pag nag-declare ka ng bankruptcy, yung pangalan at reputation mo, mahirap ka na makabangon, lalo sa business world. Siyempre, ay naku, baka takbuhan ako ulit ng taong ito. And then not only that, pag ikaw ay maglo-loan sa bahay, sa sakyan, lahat, credit card, mahirapan ka na ma-approve because nga, yun nga, na-bankrupt ka na eh, di ba? So, meron ka nang tinatawag na mababa na yung credit score mo. So again, ano po yung ano natin, 8 na pwedeng gawin? Make a list of all of your debt, kunin mo lahat ng information, create a budget, and then stick to the budget, bayaran mo yung utang mo. Huwag ka na mangutang ulit para pambayad ng utang, and then magbawas ng gastos at dagdagan ng income. Number 6, bayaran mo natin malalaki ng interest. Tapos, kung kailangan, i-aggregate na, i-debt consolidate na sa isang institution. Number 8, no? Again, huwag na sanang gawin to, file bankruptcy. So, ito lang po ang getting into debt is so easy. But getting out of debt is so difficult and hard. Kaya nga, it takes a lot of commitment, number 1. It takes a lot of planning and strategy, which I already have given you. And dito na yung strategy. Pero ang commitment, hindi ko kayang gawin. Nasa sa'yo yan. Pero let me encourage you, don't give up. Kahit na medyo mahirapan, huwag kang matakot. Number 2, huwag kang mahiyang humingi ng tulong sa mga tao. If you need to reach out to someone, to talk to someone, if you really need also to reach out to me, kung kailangan mo talaga ng coach, no, to help you, lalo kung napakalaki ng utang mo, you can get in touch with me through my website, chinkitan.com. And I do also personal one-on-one coaching with regards to helping you to get out of debt. Okay, kung kailangan nyo lang, okay, so reach out to me and send me a DM, private message na lang ako, may email naman ako doon. And then third, don't borrow money again to please pay off another one. And then, magbawas muna tayo ng lifestyle natin. And please, last but not the least, don't allow fear of debt to keep you from getting out of it. Alam mo, pansamantala lang to, makakalabas ka rin friendship. Kaya nga, para sa dagdag pa kaalaman, no, if you are serious talaga, kung gusto mo talaga ng step-by-step guide aside from what I've shared already, I've written a book called My Utang-Free Diary. Maging utang-free para buhay ay hassle at stress-free. Kung kayo ay interesado about this My Utang-Free Diary, can check it out na sa Shopee na siya at Lazada. I-search nyo na lang po and you can order. Maraming salamat po sa pag-tune in, and I hope na nakatulong tong podcast channel na ito at the same time episode na ito. And if you find these strategies which are shared with you very helpful, please do share this. Share this with your friends. No, ano lang, cut-paste na naman tong link na ito. Walang mawawala, di ba? You will lose nothing if you share this podcast. No? As a matter of fact, people will thank you for it. Maraming salamat. This is Chinky Tan saying, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always check positive. Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Chink Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always chink positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.